From the time I was young, my mama used to always say, Toddy, working hard for something you love is like passion. Working for her is something you don't like. That's stress. You're never going to have success. Anything in life, my mom said, that is something you want, that's good, that's amazing, is going to be hard, hard work. She used to always say, you're going to have to be your own best friend, my girl, because you know what? You have to love yourself first, because if you can't love yourself first, and there's days when I don't necessarily love myself or like myself, and it's like that's when I have to dig in harder. You got to be like the girl or the guy that when you get out of bed, the devil's, oh shit, she's up. I got to get out of here. Like, you got to give her.
Just effing give her.
And today's going to be a great day. You always got to believe that. And you always going to believe like whatever happens in your day, there's reasons. It might not go the way you expected when you woke up, but there was reasons it happened that way. And so always at the end of the day, evaluate what's happened in your day, what you could have done better, what you could have, just learn from that so that tomorrow is going to try to be the best day. But there's always going to be things that come in your day that's going to turn a different corner or whatever. But I just believe that's okay. That's part of our journey. Trust the process.
Welcome, fellow entrepreneurs and goal getters, to Entrepreneurial Elevation, Unleashing Greatness Within, with myself, your host, Kelly Beveridge, and my guest, Toddy Sylvester Dallow.
How gorgeous. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast. I am just so grateful. I'm so proud of what you're doing. You're such a bright light. I'm so grateful that we met, I think about 15 years ago now.
We did. Oh my gosh. I love that you just jumped right in. I'm like, I'm going to introduce you and you're just being your regular self, which is always giving back to other people and saying something nice about me. Thanks.
You're a rock star.
You're so awesome, Toddy. I'm so excited to have you here. We've recently connected and we haven't known each other for that long, which is crazy. And I think stars align for a reason. And everybody who's listening, I have a friend here who she's just larger than life. She's just that person that walks into the room. You are completely attracted to her energy. You can tell that she just is a person of integrity. She wants the best for people. That's always been my experience of her, is just how can I give to others and serve other people. She's extremely successful, which is another reason why I'm excited to have her on the podcast. Though as entrepreneurs, we can all learn from her. She was a dentist, and I just learned this actually in the First Nation communities, serving and giving back to the community, which is amazing. And she's married. She has a son. And within her career, she is actually in the network marketing industry, which I know and love and did for 12 years, which is where we had met. And she just told me she actually did 5 different network marketing companies until she got her groove. And now she's approaching the $2 million mark in Canadian commissions. And I'm excited to talk to you, Toddy, because I think when people get into entrepreneurship, that's the elusive dream and goal in the beginning, is if I can get to $1 million, if I could become a millionaire and learn that skill, learn everything that takes, and then just continue to grow from there. And you've done that. So I'm excited to talk to you. So Toddy, I'm going to bring you right on. And I just want to ask, first question, what does it take to build a business to get to $2 million in commissions? The very first question is, when you first get started, what's the kind of mindset you've got to lean into to even believe that's possible for yourself?
My friend, very good question. Thank you. It's so lovely to be here with you. I'm so grateful we reconnected now that you're back in Canada. You're such a bright light. To answer your question, I did fail 5 times before, and I ended up having the success in network marketing 15 years ago. And I think it was because I was very coachable. And I think we always have to make sure we have no ego, because if you have ego, then it's going to be hard to succeed. And so I was willing to listen to other mentors that had success as entrepreneurs and took their parts of what they were telling me and then eventually meshed it to my own and things like that, right? But learned from people that had did what I wanted to do was, I think, the number one key. So being very coachable. And you know what, Kelly, because I had failed 5 times, sweetheart, I honestly never even thought of being able to make $1 million in the industry. I always knew it was possible from some business courses that we took throughout my dental career and things like that. and I knew network marketing was a great venue, and I was always excited about the residual income because unless I was drilling, filling teeth, I wasn't making any money.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how that goes. But I just wanted to get my products paid for when I got started 15 years ago. And then I was just lucky enough to have had my mentors that really gave me a vision. They painted a big vision. And I think we need to learn that for me, you know, I always have to have my spiritual faith. I have to believe there's something higher than myself, whatever is for people. And then you always have to have your connection. Keep connections with relationships with family and friends. That's number two for me. And then business is always third. So you always have to make sure you're doing the personal development, working harder on yourself than you do in your business. And you're going to have to make changes in the beginning. For me, to have that vision of where I wanted to go, I had to take the hands of people that were going to teach me. But then I had to do the work. Like in the beginning, I didn't watch TV. Like I cut all those things out that weren't going to give me the success. Sitting on my couch watching TV wasn't going to give me success. And I needed to talk to people, share with them what I was doing, paint a vision for them, then take their hand and coach them and mentor them and help them to get whatever they want. And I think when you're bringing people into business, whatever model of business people have, and you're bringing some friends or whoever you're bringing with you, and you're going to help them have success in their businesses, you need to find out what their goals are. Because Kelly, what your wants in business might be different than what I want in business. And I'm so grateful you're doing these incredible podcasts to help entrepreneurs out there, because we all need to find things, because we always can pick a little bit from you, a little bit from me, and then they make it their own.
Absolutely. And I love what you're sharing. So you came in and you found people who had enough belief in what they were doing and what was possible in your businesses so that you could adopt that belief. They had enough belief in you to paint a vision for yourself, even when yours maybe wasn't that big yet. And then as you started to build your own belief, you did the same for other people, asking them what they want, what their goals are. And I think that's really key too, right? Is really understanding who you're working with and what makes them tick so that you can help them get what they want, which helps you get what you want. Right? As a beat, no.
Well, it'll save you a lot of frustration in business, because if I'm being, Kelly, you're a rock star. I want you to make $1 million and you're like 2 years or whatever. But you don't have that. You just want to make an extra $500, because in this economy, who couldn't use an extra $500?
Exactly. So it's really understanding people as well. And so, Toddy, I like that you said when you first got started, you just wanted to make enough money to replace the products you were using. So I think that's important for people to hear. You don't have to always have these big dreams in the beginning. It's just what's going to service you now. And as you get into action with that, you start to replace your goals and desires and what you want once you believe more is possible. Can you speak to that? Because I think that's a big obstacle in people getting started. It's just take the step. What do you need right now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think there's still a book out there that I love in any entrepreneurial business is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, because you have to start making your definite main purpose statement and things like that. You have to be able to believe and see things in the future, even so you get your subconscious mind to believe that. It's an incredible book for your listeners out there if they haven't read it. And that definite main purpose statement, because you have to have that vision of what you want maybe in 6 months or 90 days or a year. And even though you might not believe it, if you have it and you're saying it aloud and you're reading it and you're listening to it, like I used to record myself on my phone and listen to myself driving in the future, what was going to happen. So that darn subconscious, because unfortunately, our education system, like, you know, for sure here in Canada, I'm going to say our counterparts or wherever your friends are, like in North America or whatever, unfortunately, they don't teach kids about budgeting. I think they do one little small class. I think my son was, and he was in grade 12. They did one little small class. And so everybody just thinks, oh, you're going to go to university, get a good education and things like that. But as we grow and things are advancing and online businesses and things are coming a part of reality, I think people are seeing now that our education system doesn't talk about entrepreneurship, right? Go get that education, become a nurse or whatever that is for you. And what we're finding now, if you just have that, a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. So we need to plant seeds and help people to have the belief where they could have second, third, fourth streams of income. Because it's a reality now since 2020, more people are seeing that we need extra income.
Absolutely. And you had talked about when you first got started, you were willing to sacrifice. You didn't use that word yet. That's what I got when you said, I didn't watch TV. I didn't spend my time doing these things. And so you were willing to not be distracted by a lot of the things that can distract us and be focused so that you can get to where you want to go. And so what kind of consistency? So once you got your vision, you're doing your definite main purpose statement, you're putting out into the universe what you want. That is the first step, and that is amazing. Yet then you got to get into action, right? The action solves all problems.
And it solves all problems.
Speak to that, because I know in the first network marketing industry and company you were in, you skyrocketed, like you went quick to the top. And that's an anomaly. That's an outlier, how fast you climbed. Yet I'm sure you were like really sprinting, you were putting in the action. And what I find is people, they start to have these goals, which is amazing, yet they don't understand the level of activity and consistency and discipline that's required. And that's out of whack. And then they're frustrated that they're not getting what they want. Mm-hmm. So can you talk to that? Short $1 million, come on, you got to be putting in the due time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're looking for people that are busy, because usually busy people are entrepreneurs. They want to do things. For me, I think when I first got started, I was still working full time at my two dental practices. My son was young. And for me, what I did, and there are other entrepreneurs out there, include your kids, include them in the end vision so they're a part of it. So my son was, I think, in grade 5 at the time. And I would include him. I'm like, so son, when my mom gets home from my work and we have dinner, then I'm going up to my office and I'm doing work, because I was doing it very part-time in the beginning, right? Now I've been in this industry working full-time for, 13 years. I walked away from my two dental practices, but I always included my son. And I said, son, in order to get, so it's also planting seeds for my son. My son's become very successful as electricians. It planted seeds for him. When he would be my vehicle, he'd hear the audiobooks that I was listening to, and it planted seeds for him to have a bigger vision that there was more out there than just a normal grade 12 or university college education. And so I would actually show him my back of my business office, Kelly, and say, look at what mom's doing. When I get here, what would you like to do? And he says, oh, I would love to go to Disney World, right? So I said, okay, when mom gets here, we're going to Disney World, right? And so I said to him, sometimes mom's going to have to miss some of your hockey games, but dad will always be there. So in the beginning, I had to miss not all of them, but some of them. And he was okay with that because he was part of the journey. And I know there's lots of mamas and dadas out there listening. And so if you have younger kids, include them with whatever your entrepreneur business is, so that if you're going to have to work 12, 15 hours in the beginning to launch your business and you're going to be missing some of your kids' activities, find out maybe what interests them so that they understand that, okay, when dad gets to this, we're going to go to Jasper here if they lived in Alberta or whatever that is for the kids, or they're going to get a new hockey stick, whatever those small little things are for rewards of them being a part of the business. And that got my son really excited because he was like, where are we at today, mom? Like he felt very inclusive.
This is like amazing advice, because I know that a lot of parents, this is one of their biggest struggles, is they feel like it has to be this or that. So I'm going to be an entrepreneur. It's going to take time away from my family. Yet there's truth in that. So how do you find a way for it to look different where they are included, they feel included, they're part of the goals? There's communication there. So the sacrifice doesn't seem so big. It's that you're on the journey together as a family unit. That's huge, Toddy. That's awesome. Toddy, can you talk to some of this activity? What are the main income producing activities you did to grow your business and get to where you are? What would some of those things be?
For me, back in the day, as sweetheart, social media, when we got started, wasn't as busy and things like it is nowadays.
I don't even know if I had a free account. I don't know if we're dating ourselves.
No, I know. I don't think I did either, honey. So I've literally built my business. I'm a relationship person. I'm old school. I'm going to be 58 next week. And I like to talk to people, because any business is a relationship business. Now, the younger generation has figured it out better on social media and things like that. And I've got a bit better or whatever, but I still am old school. Like, I love this type of thing where I can see you, Kelly, and we can feel like we're face to face or whatever. I think like income producing activities, depending what model of business you're in, And if you're bringing people to that journey with you, you got to have a prospect list. You got to make sure if I'm like, whatever business I'm doing, if I need 5 people to join my team, or if I need 20 people, I better make a strong prospect list. And for me, it's always about, I want to be in business with people that are going to have fun. Because I feel if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. And people will see right through you if you look stressed and all that type of stuff. And is there times that I've been stressed in my business? Absolutely. And that's normal. But I remember one thing I got taught by, God bless our Nathan Ricks, which is a sad loss for our industry. But I just always remember him saying, because we were did mostly phone calls back then, hey, Cal. And I remember him always saying, you might be having a terrible day, but that prospect doesn't need to know that. And so when you're talking to them, they can't see you, but you want to smile and be happy. You got to fake it till you make it thing. So you want to make sure that you have a calendar. I still like old school calendars where I can write that I need to reach out, because always the fortunes in the follow up, no matter what you're doing, it depends what type of business person has, and they need product delivered to their, maybe they have a storefront that's a physical location in Calgary or wherever they live, and they need to make sure they're following up to make sure those products are going to be delivered to their warehouse door or whatever on this date. You need to make sure you have your goals so that every day you're looking at your calendar. And I think I'm very old school visual. I like to look down at my calendar and see what's happening, right? Mm-hmm. And so then you got to make sure you're reaching out, you know, if you have more people on your team, 1, 2, whatever that is, and finding out what those goals are for them. And I always like to do weekly goal. I have daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, and beyond. But I want to know when I'm helping somebody what their goal is for that month. So I know what the end goal is for that month, so I can break it down to daily, weekly goals for them or whatever, because that is huge about what they need to do. And then you got to do training. You got to be willing. Whatever model of business people are doing, they got to be doing training to learn how to get better, which we can do the books and things like that, learning how to get better. But you want to follow and go and watch YouTube videos like you're doing or whatever, where they can learn from people that done what they need to do. And I always, now that we have the social media, Kelly,
yeah.
I like to, like, you always say it's funny because I'll end up voice recording you a private messenger because I want people to see it's a real person on the other end. And so I send messages to people, you know, if you're to have a brick and mortar business, mine is out of my house. I've been very blessed to make a 6-figure income out of my house. But if you have a brick and mortar business, the same way, whether it's from your house or where you're at, but it's always going to be a relationship. People are going to buy into your storefront, whatever it is, whatever you're selling or sharing with people, if you have that relationship. So I send videos to people on their birthdays, and Facebook is a great tool. It might be an old school for some of these young people listening, but I think Instagram probably has the same technologies where you could see if it's Kelly Beveridge's birthday today. And then I can just do a 20-second recording in there to wish her happy birthday, right? Comment on people's posts, because people are going to realize that, oh my gosh, Toddie comments on my post, she checks in with me. And then all of a sudden, when they're looking for something that I may be selling, they're going to think, I would rather buy it from Toddie than go and buy it from the big box store or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Making those personal, motivational relationships, making sure people know that you're in business, what you're doing, and have a gratitude journal. For me, what I've learned in the beginning, there is not a day that doesn't go by for me, Kelly, that I get up and before my feet hit the floor, I always have 5 things we're grateful for. And I don't know, you know, and it might just be that you're grateful that you woke up today, or it might be grateful that you had an incredible bed. There's so many things to be grateful for. And I know for myself and my husband, when we go to bed at night, we pray for, you know, people other than ourselves, because we got to, especially during COVID times when there might have been more things going on for people and they were stuck at home, maybe in an abusive relationship. At night, we would pray for those people that didn't maybe get to go to their job and have a break from their terrible things that are going on. And then just reach out. Ask people for help. Like, Kelly, if I see what you're doing with these podcasts and you're doing incredible and I want to learn how to do it, I'm going to reach out and say, Kelly, what did you have to do to get started on this? And I know you told me you went to the USA and took a seminar and a course because you know you wanted to do this. You wanted to help people with their entrepreneurial business, different businesses they had. So you had to go and be a student of the industry. And you're never going to stop learning. You're going to keep learning how you can do better. And one of the things I think you need to do is always follow up with customers. Because whether people are happy with their products or not happy with their products, if they're not happy, they're going to stop ordering. And even if they're still not happy, you want to find out why, so that maybe you can improve that in the future, right? So you always want to make sure you're doing that. Always check in, help your teams. Just, yeah, I don't know. I hope that answered that for you.
Yeah, oh my gosh, you shared so many great guidance and information there. And I think even as you're sharing, I know that a lot of people who are listening, they know it and they understand it. Yet the thing is, you've got to be doing it, right? And that's what's really important. And it can seem overwhelming. There's lots of moving pieces to business. You just got to put your best foot forward. And at the end of the day, be doing something each day that grows your business. And so much of what you shared, Toddy, is about relationships, right? It's about the touch. It's about being visible. It's about creating connection with other people. It's not so much about the ask, ask, ask. It's about the give, 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 and trickle the asks in there. So people know that you're real and you're genuine and that you have their best interests at heart. And I said to you the other day, I said, I love how you keep sending me messages with a video. And I do, because I see that and you're real and you're taking the time. And it's not just a spammy DM message, right? And I think that's really important, is the relationship side. No matter how big your business grows, no matter how much social media and AI starts to take over, there's got to be authenticity and genuine relationship building in there. That's how you're going to grow your business. And so let's chat about this idea of branding in a sense, because as you're speaking, I'm also sitting here looking at you, and I know you've went through a health journey where you are the product of your products and you really take that on. So can you talk to me how important it is in business and sales to be using what you're talking about? Well, simple topic, yet a lot of people don't do it, right? So to be using what you're promoting, and how does that impact your brand?
100%, Kelly. And you knew me when I was bigger, and on my journey here, I've lost a whole small person. I've lost almost 130 pounds. For me, it's been a God blessing. I'm going to be 58. I feel like I'm 28. But for me, I've been able to get off a lot of medications, and I'm just so grateful and blessed. So you have to be using the products. You got to take your products and share your story, because people, if I'm trying to sell weight loss or health, and I was living my 300 pound life before, how are people going to want to buy weight loss or health products for me if they're looking at me and I was still a 317 pounds at my maximum? And so you got to be your brand. And when you have your brand and you're following and you're using your products, it's so much easier for you to talk about it for people, because you're passionate, you believe in it. People want to follow passionate people. They want to be with people that are using the products and can give them information. When everybody's testimony might be a little bit different with certain products or whatever, but yeah. And your brand, when you say people, we both know this, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And when your brand is so well and you're doing the things that you need to do to be a part of your own brand and be a walking billboard for whatever it is that you're selling, I could say to you, Kelly, hey, would you share something on your page for me to support me with my health journey or whatever? And you can ask friends. And if they're seeing that you're your brand, friends are always willing to help you. And if I say, could you just share this post for me on your page? Or if you're out and about and you meet some people, could you just talk to them about my health journey if you think it could benefit them? But if I'm not being that brand, my friends, the people I've built relationships with, you want to take those cold market and build relationships with them so that they eventually can become your warm market and they'll trust you in that, right? That's all a part of your own branding. And I think people need to realize, in the average, in any business, when you're starting any type of model of business, you're going to come into a lot of walls, right? And you have to realize you're going to have to take a lot of no's and O. And I always believe when people say no to me, that they just need to K-N-O-W. They need to know more. But it might take them, my friend that told me about this health and wellness company that I'm with in my journey, it took her 2 years to get me going, because I had tried so many things out there, Kelly, and I had failed at a 30-year struggle with my obesity. Yeah. That wasn't that I never trusted her. I was just skeptical that it could work for me. I was skeptical. I didn't have belief in myself.
Yeah, that's so huge. And when I think when you build your brand with integrity, you do start to build belief within yourself too. It's a big piece of it. And then you start to trust yourself and build credibility within yourself. And that portrays outwards to others where they start to trust and believe in you and have credibility in you. And I think that's important because a lot of people, when they get in business, especially sales, will say, man, the people that seem to not support me the most are my friends and family. And it's interesting though, yet are you being in integrity with the things that you're promoting and sharing and selling? Like part of it is take responsibility as to maybe why is that? And there's always going to be a piece of it, right? Just don't stress too much about that because it happens to everybody. Yet I liked what you shared, Toddy. It's so true. And so being a product of the product, super important, being your brand, building your belief within yourself. And you talked a bit about getting people to do what you want them to do. And buying products from yourself. How do you do that when it comes to building a team? Because you've grown a massive distribution that has not only spanned within Canada, it's gone global, right? That takes leadership where people want to follow you and where you, I know, have this great ability to get people to do what they don't want to do for their reason. So it's supporting them. Yet how do you do that on a larger scale? Because clearly you're an expert at it.
I think it always comes down to these two things that God gave us that we need to listen. We got one mouth, we got two ears. We need to listen to what they want. Because most people, when they get into business, they can't see how that business is going to turn out or end for them, right? They're just putting that oxygen mask on themselves daily and just doing the grind and things like that. So I think that's where I think, yes, I've built a great team. I have incredible people that have followed me. But it's like finding out what they want. So if I know that you are just wanting, because you don't see that end vision that I might see, and in the beginning, you just want to get your products for free, I got to take your hand and I got to tell you, okay, these are the income producing activities you're going to have to do for your business, Kelly, to get your products paid for this month. And so now I've given you that vision. Maybe we get your products paid for in 2 weeks. So now I'm like, now, Kelly, now I have to paint the vision for you bigger than you thought you could get. Now, Kelly, in these next 2 weeks, I feel that I could get you to this next portion of your business, but we're going to have to do these extra things. Then I'm going to give you some goals. I'm going to teach you what you need to do. And I'm going to say, write these down so you know them. And then every day, one of the things I learned early in my entrepreneurship, Kelly, was in the morning when you wake up, you're going to be the employee and you're going to work your freaking butt off, right? And at the end of the day, you're going to ask yourself, are you doing a good job? So at the end of the day, you're going to be the boss and you're going to look at what you as an employee did during the day. And then as the boss, would you want to fire you or do you want to hire you, right? Because it's hard when you go from, for me, I worked for Health Canada with my two dental practices for years. I had great pensions. I had great benefits. I had a really incredible annual salary that I got paid when I was doing the dentistry, bent over to patients, drilling and filling teeth. And then when I got into my own entrepreneurial business and I was working and I had great, I worked hard. I got to that top level of that company fast because I was working hard in slivers of time because I was still working long hours at my job. But then when I seen the vision, what could happen for me as an entrepreneur, it was very easy when I went full time in my business to get a little bit more complacent because I'm like, oh, I can meet Kelly for lunch today. Or I can go shopping with Kelly today because I didn't have to go to my job where I was going to be bent over patients like for 10 hours a day or whatever. So I'm like, oh, I'll get back to that tomorrow. So I think it's very good to have the vision of at the end of the day, did you do what you needed to do to advance your business? And sometimes when we're entrepreneurs, and we only have slivers and part-time hours to get things done, we get more done than when we go full-time. But when you go full-time, you have to have a lot of discipline.
Yeah. It's so true. I love what you shared about that. Would you hire yourself or buyer yourself? You're the CEO. Nobody knows what you're doing behind closed doors except for yourself. Yeah. Based on how you showed up, would you want yourself to be a part of your own business? Would you want yourself to be an employee you would hire? That is a huge perspective and way to look at it. And I think possibly wake up call for some people who are listening. Would you hire yourself based on what you know you do behind closed doors? And it's so funny because as an entrepreneur, we have these goals and dreams and we want to achieve them and we self-sabotage by not being in the kind of disciplined, consistent, clear action we need to do. It's quite interesting, actually. And so, Toddy, what would you say to somebody? Because I think this is really important, because people have these goals of being an entrepreneur and they become an entrepreneur and we are the CEO of our own business. Yet a lot of times we lack belief in ourselves that we're a leader. And being an entrepreneur is leadership of self and leadership of other people. And so how do you grow into your own leadership?
Mm-hmm. And that's a great question, Kelly. I think we have to always remember we all start somewhere. And you're right. Like in the beginning, when people would say I was a leader, I still wasn't believing it for myself. And so we have to remember that if you're looking for the magic all around you and finding the stuff and people, and it might just be being a little bit silly and always having honest conversations and being kind with people. I think a lot of that stuff in leadership, just daily doing your best you can do, will help to give you the guidance. And then if you say, you know what, Kelly, if you're joining my team and I'm just in the beginning, I'm going to say, Kelly, I am just doing my best. I am doing as much as I can do for myself to become a better leader for you. Always being open and honest. I'm just trusting in this journey too. Thanks for trusting me, Kelly. And I'm going to continue to take your hand. And I do know more than you right now, but I'm still learning too. And it's okay to be open and honest and let people know that we all start somewhere, but we're going to be stronger together. And if you are asking me to help you do something, and I maybe as this leader right now, I still don't know how to do that or whatever, I'm going to go and find out from somebody that's been a good mentor from me, how I'm going to be able to do that. Because I think honesty is always the best practice. And then people respect you as a leader more if you say, Kelly, I know you're going to be a superstar. You're cool. You're kind. But I don't know that answer for you right now. I think that's one of the best character things we can have, when we can admit maybe that we don't know everything yet. Mm-hmm. Then it makes our character more powerful, more trustworthy, more, we're going to maybe inspire that person to have more hope that, oh, you know what? I view Toddy as a leader, but right now she's still saying she's trying to become a better leader, learning more, and she's sharing these things with me. So I feel by doing that, we're going to inspire them to have the belief that, okay, Toddy had to start somewhere too, and she's learning this as she goes. And well, those are, I don't know if that's answering what you were asking me, hon.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think it leads into this next question I have, which is people look at people who have success, like yourself, for example, right? And, oh, wow, Toddy's approaching the 2 million mark. She's successful. Look at her lifestyle. It must be easy.
It must be easy.
Can you chat about that? Because I want million-dollar goals and dreams and lifestyles come with million-dollar obstacles and adversities and struggles that needed to be overcome to get there. And it's why a lot of people don't get to that kind of blessings in their life, because you have to be willing to go through the suck. You have to be willing to go through the obstacles, to not let life adversities get you down, and to climb through, go around, go under, go over, go through everything in your way. And so chat a little bit about that, because I think people who are successful actually have gone through some of the biggest adversities.
Absolutely. I've had people leave my team. They didn't have the same vision as me. And that's okay. That's okay. People have to find their own passion. People's passion might not be the same as mine, but I knew from the time I was young or whatever, my mama used to always say, Toddy, working hard for something you love is like passion. Working for her you don't like, that's stress. You're never going to have success. Anything in life, my mom said, that is something you want, that's good, that's amazing, is going to be hard, hard work. And she, God bless my mom, she passed away too young at 61. She was too young. But she used to always say, you're going to have to be your own best friend, my girl, because you know what? You have to love yourself first, because if you can't love yourself first, and there's days when I don't necessarily love myself or like myself, and it's like, that's when I have to dig in harder. I need to get up earlier that morning. Maybe I have to, there's that book, 5 a.m. Club. I'm not always typically a 5 a.m. club. I'm a 6 a.m., but I always own my own morning. I don't look at my darn phone till 8 o'clock. I give myself at least a couple hours in the morning to do my gratitude journal. to do my exercise, my health, because to me, that's also a part of your spiritual thing is your health, right? And so you got to put your own oxygen mask on, because you can't go and be your own best friend, or I can't help be your best friend and help you if I'm not doing the things right. And so you have to escape the ordinary in the beginning, the ordinary life. And I'm just going to use this as an example. And I'm not, I love the Netflix and things like that. Don't get me wrong. But if you're just want an ordinary life and you're okay to sit on, go to your 8-hour day job and work your job, come home, have supper, and then sit on the couch for 3 hours. And to me, that's just an ordinary night. If you're an entrepreneur, you're not going to be able to do that in the beginning. You're going to have to give up those Netflix programs and things like that, right? And I think, what was the question again? And I also, I'm a very much of a squirrel.
No worries. Everything you're sharing is on point. So you're still doing great. It was just the adversity that you have to overcome to achieve success.
Yeah. And you're going to have to, right? And you have to be able to, for me, just really keep focused and realize just because somebody doesn't want it as much as you want it, that's okay. And I always think people will disappoint you if you allow them to disappoint you. You have to educate your own expectations. Yeah. And so just because you make a choice to do something else, like I'm not going to let that take my dream away. This is my life and I'm going to live it the way I want to on purpose and just trust in my journey to have the best.
Oh my gosh. I love it, Tawny. You've been sharing so much. I could talk to you all day long, yet I just have a few more questions. I just appreciate you being here and sharing. And it's true what you're saying though. It's like, the person who needs to believe in your dream the most is you, right? And then being 100% responsible with it, taking 100% ownership and doing what you can control every single day to get to where you want to go. And the truth is, as you get into action and as you build your mindset, your goals change, your vision change, it gets bigger as you start to see results and achieve results. And the sky's the limit, truly. And so, Tawny, question for you. I've had three questions. So the first one, what now? Because you've achieved success. You had a goal and you've gone there. And I'm sure you set bigger goals now. Yet what is your version of success for yourself and your life at this point in time?
I think addressing something you said just before leading to this is, there in business, there's no time for crappy thoughts. You have to have always good thoughts. You have to believe it's going to happen before it happens. And I always say a smile always, it looks the best on us, and smiles are free. And just everywhere you go, be smiling to people, because you never know who's going to be wanting to come to your business, who you're going to attract or whatever. And then I think just also allowing yourself, like before I used to work like all the time, like even on Sundays in the beginning, you got to get that momentum, right? Everybody talks about time freedom as an entrepreneur and things like that. In the beginning, you're not going to have that. But then also for me, sometimes it gets addictive because I really want to help people have their other success. I really want to, but you have to take time to slow down and make sure, like on Sundays, I don't like to work on Sundays. I like to be totally present with my family, having the family suppers. And I think sometimes, especially when we get to bed at night, I remember in the beginning, everything always seems at worst, Kelly, when you're lying in bed. You gotta try to not overthink things. Like, so you just gotta really keep planting seed, helping people grow, give, have a servant heart, help the people get what they want, then you'll have everything you want. Keep repeating until you get where you want to go.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Okay, and so second question. What would you say to somebody who is in action? They have a pretty great mindset. They're working towards what they want, yet they're just stuck. Like they're in that space where I just need to get to the next level. And I just don't know why, how, what to do. Like what guidance, what's two or three pieces of advice you would give to someone who's feeling stuck?
I always ask hard questions to people. Yeah. If you're stuck, can you please tell me, are you doing your daily actions for your goals that you need to do? Are you putting your own oxygen mask on? Are you doing the stuff for your personal development? Are you having the positive thought? Are you doing your daily action? If you're thinking I'm stuck in my business, but I always say, the truth is good enough. Ask yourself. And so sometimes having conversations with that, with people that you love on your team or whatever, can be hard. You know what I mean? But it's easy in life to play it safe. And so same thing in our business sometimes. To get over where we need to go, sometimes we're playing it too safe. And you're going to have to talk to somebody that might scare the heck out of you. And you might be almost feeling like you're going to throw up because it's somebody that is, say, I want to get somebody in my team that's an incredible, incredible entrepreneur. And I know they'd be so successful and good in my business or whatever, but I'm scared to talk to them. But I'm not going to get them unless I do that thing that really scares me. You can't play it safe. And sometimes when our business isn't growing as an entrepreneur, it's we're playing it too compliant. We're playing it too safe. You have to ask questions. Are you playing it too safe? Because maybe you're not doing your daily goals anymore that are going to push you forward.
Oh, I love that.
You got to be like the girl or the guy that when you get out of bed, the devil's, oh shit, she's up. I got to get out of here. Like, you got to give her.
Just effing give her.
And to that, she's going to be a great day. You always got to believe that, right?
Absolutely.
And you always going to believe like whatever happens in your day, there's reasons. It might not go the way you expected when you woke up, but there was reasons it happened that way. And so always at the end of the day, evaluate what's happened in your day, what you could have done better, what you could have just learned from that so that tomorrow is going to try to be the best day. But there's always going to be things that come in your day that's going to turn a different corner or whatever. But I just believe that's okay. That's part of our journey. Trust the process.
Absolutely. Just do your best to live better than we did yesterday and put your one foot in front of the other. Oh, Toddy, you've given us so much to digest with your words of wisdom. And I know that you walk the talk and you have implemented and done everything that you've done. And you're such a leader. And I believe your business has grown so big because you do have a servant heart. You do want to give and see other people live their best life. And so thank you so much. I'm so grateful you've been a part of my life. I've been inspired by you. And I know so many more people will continue to be inspired by you. So Toddy, where can people find you? Where can they learn about the businesses you're involved in, get products from you, your social media? Like, where can people get a hold of you?
I'm old school. I'm mostly just on Facebook. I do have an Instagram account. I think it's on my Instagram is Hot Toddy VIP, I think is my Instagram account. And then my Facebook account is a long list of names, but I'm very public. It's Toddy, Darlene, Karen. I don't even know. There's lots of names. I don't even know.
What's your last name? Because I looked it up. Toddy, what's the two middle ones?
Toddy, Darlene, Karen. Yeah. So I think if they start putting in Toddy, Darlene, Karen, it'll probably pop up. And I'm happy to share my phone number if somebody wants to text me. Are you okay with that, Kelly?
Yes.
My cell number is 780-915-2236. And obviously people clearly see that I like to do chats with people. I like to do calls because I think we need to love all over people. Because I think nowadays with all the social media and things like that, we're losing too much of the human connection, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing is, it's just about what's your value. And you know what, Toddy, you'll attract people to your business who value that, right? And that's who you're looking for. Like you said, you're looking for people who like to have fun, right? People who value relationships, people who want to set big goals and work in a team and a community. So for those that are listening, I highly recommend you reach out to Toddy if you're looking to earn extra income, if you're looking for health and wellness support, if you're wanting great products. And Toddy, we're going to put your information in the show notes as well so people can go in there and they can find you and your phone number too if you want it in there. You can let me know that. And so just
Toddy. Yeah, and for sure, with my health and wellness, even though I've lost the weight, I'm really mostly focused on gut health and everything like that. So I want people to think, oh, Toddy's lost all this weight. Yes, I have. We do weight loss really well. We can lose up to 15 pounds in 8 days, but it's my focus is more gut health. Gut health is everything.
It is everything. And I think people are becoming aware of that. So you guys get in touch with Toddy, get healthy, make money, surround yourself with good peeps. And Toddy, in closing, if there was one more thing you want to add to the listeners for advice, what would it be?
I think for me in the diet world that I struggle with, I'll start again on Monday. But I think we just need to say about our business, about our health, about if you make a bad food choice this morning, you still have lunch to make a better So don't wait, oh, I'll start Monday. Whatever it is in our life, our business or whatever, our relationships with our friends or whatever, if we have a bit of a issue with our friends, just say, sometimes you need to take the 24-hour rule because you don't want to say things to take 24 hours to process it so you don't say things that you'll regret. But I also think we need to start every day. Don't say, I'm going to wait till Monday. And no matter what it is, we have an opportunity to start over every minute, every hour, every day. And so every day is a new day. Don't wait till next Monday. Don't wait. Don't wait. Just do it today.
I love it. Be urgent with your life, everybody. Toddy, thanks for being here. Appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you. I'm so proud of you, girlfriend. You're amazing. I love you.
Let's keep going.
Girlfriend.
My gosh. Toddy, larger than life personality, right? Like you cannot help but just love her. Toddy, thanks so much for all of your insight around leadership and just what you're doing. You're crushing it. Congratulations, my friend. And if any of you are looking for support with some of the products that she might sell with weight loss and nutrition, or to be a part of a business and a team that's rocking and rolling, reach out to Toddy. Her information is in my show notes. Her actual phone number is there, right? That's how you know she's a people person. So just thanks so much for listening. Also, if you're looking to be a part of a mastermind or a community of like-minded people and you have your business that you're rocking and rolling on and you want to go to the next level and you're looking to be around people who are focused on solutions and to give you ideas and other resources, I run mastermind programs. These ones right now are for women. And so go onto my website and check out my mastermind programs for women entrepreneurs. They're phenomenal and everybody's getting great results. And I'd love for you to be a part of it. I give free consultations for people who want to be a part of it and check it out. So go on there and set yourself up for a consultation. For the men that are listening, if that's something that intrigues you, just reach out to me as well. I have other workshops and courses that you can participate in. And I would just love to support all of you in continuing to achieve the success that you want for yourself and your family. Alrighty, thanks everybody for listening. Appreciate you. With love, greatness, and success, it's Kelly Beveridge.